I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with this worldwide news update. Hamas says the Israeli military has withdrawn from an area of Gaza which separates the enclave's north from south. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
The Israeli military has withdrawn from Gaza's Netzarim corridor, an area that bisects the enclave. That's according to Hamas on Sunday. The move was expected, in line with a ceasefire deal between Israel and the Palestinian militants group. An Israeli security source also confirmed the military's withdrawal from central Gaza. Thousands of Palestinians have streamed through the passage in recent weeks, returning to their homes in the north from southern Gaza, where they had sought shelter from the war. Hamas, who celebrated this withdrawal as a victory, deployed its police force to manage the flow of Gazans using the passage. Analysts say Hamas's increased public presence in Gaza since the ceasefire deal sends the message that the group has not been defeated.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. The United Nations humanitarian chief said Sunday that famine in Gaza has mostly been averted as a surge of aid enters the territory during the ceasefire. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Tom Fletcher tells the Associated Press that starvation levels are down from where they were before the ceasefire. Fletcher spent 2 days in Gaza, where hundreds of trucks carrying humanitarian aid have been arriving each day since the ceasefire began January 19th. The UN Humanitarian Office says more than 12,000 aid trucks have entered Gaza since the ceasefire took effect. Fletcher says he is concerned about whether the first six-week phase of the ceasefire can be extended, as talks are about to begin on its most difficult second phase. I'm Donna Warder.
This is VOA News. Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania celebrated on Sunday their new connections to European power. Reuters correspondent Diane Toe reports.
The Baltic states said they had successfully synchronized their electricity systems to the continental grid 1 day after severing decades-old energy ties to Russia and Belarus.
Today, history is made.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen commended the move at a ceremony in Lithuania's capital alongside the leaders of the three countries.
These chains of power lines linking you to hostile neighbors will be a thing of the past.
The three Baltic nations disconnected on Saturday from the IPS-UPS network, established by the Soviet Union in the 1950s and now run by Russia. The complex switch away from the grid of their former imperial overlord was debated for years. It gained momentum after Moscow annexed Crimea in 2014 and invaded Ukraine in 2022.
Reuters correspondent Diane Toe. U.S. President Donald Trump on Sunday is attending the Super Bowl, becoming the first sitting president to do so. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Trump played high school football, owned a team in the upstart USFL, then sued the NFL. He also denigrated players who took a knee during the national anthem as part of a social justice movement. Trump's appearance in New Orleans to watch the two-time defending champion Kansas City Chiefs take on the Philadelphia Eagles follows the NFL's decision to remove the end racism slogans in end zones. But the commissioner says the league's DEI policies are not in conflict with Trump's efforts to end the programs. I'm Julie Walker.
The Trump administration has ordered the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau to stop nearly all its work, effectively shutting down the agency that was created to protect consumers after the 2008 financial crisis and subprime mortgage lending scandal. Russell Vogt is the newly installed director of the Office of Management and Budget, and Vogt directed the CFPB in a Saturday night email to stop work on proposed rules to suspend the effective dates on any rules that were finalized but not yet effective, and to stop investigative work and not begin any new investigations. The agency has been a target of conservatives since President Barack Obama created it following the 2007-2008 financial crisis. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.